KX News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Callie Doran. 11 hostages have been freed from a credit union in North Florida City, where they were held at gunpoint by a robbery suspect. The suspect is now in custody. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says the gunman got distracted at one point, which prompted special forces to move.
At that point, the SWAT team took that opportunity to make entry into the bank, place themselves between the hostage taker and the hostages, in essence rescuing those hostages. Upon seeing the SWAT team, the suspect surrendered inside the facility.
The hostages were freed about 2 hours after the ordeal began. The U.S.-led a coalition is confirming that July airstrikes in northern Syria near Mumbai killed 24 civilians who were mixed up in the Islamic State militants. The total is as far fewer than more than 50 dead initially reported by Syrian opposition activists. Results of the strike were released Thursday as part of a larger report that concluded that a total of 54 innocent civilians were killed in 7 airstrikes since March. The Canadian Border Services Agency has seized a package containing enough fentanyl that Victoria police say could cause a potential of 725,000 overdoses. Acting Chief Del Minnick told a news conference the package intercepted at Victoria's airport was destined for a Victoria address and contained 1.45 kilograms of the deadly opiate. Police say the fentanyl was mixed with heroin and that 9 people recently died within 11 days of on Vancouver Island from the opiate that has killed hundreds of people across the country. Multiple charges are being recommended against 27-year-old Montreal man, and police say he is out on bail on previous drug charges. A local woman is collecting money to purchase portable hospital kits for those fighting against the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. These kits will include standard first aid items, as well as chemical gas masks, reflective heat blankets, and blood clotters to stop serious bleeds. Jamie Wilson, a Frankfurt resident who is Ojibwe, says watching the footage online sparked her interest and made her want to help. There are many videos of people getting injured by police using rubber bullets and compression grenades. These victims couldn't receive immediate help because of the roads to the hospital were blocked off by police. Williams says she thinks that this is very important to get medical supplies on the ground.
And the police have the highway blocked off at 1808, I believe is the highway, that goes into Bismarck, North Dakota, which is where the hospital is. The police have a blockade there, so if anybody gets injured, they now have to go 45 minutes around to get to the hospital. So these people that need these medical supplies need them. That's why they need them so bad. They need them at camp because they are being delayed in actually receiving medical treatment, and there are what could be very life-threatening wounds being sustained by these people right now. So once I saw that footage, like, you just can't sit by, really, and not want to help in some way.
Each pack costs roughly $700 to $1,200. Wilson has raised $484.50 so far. She's taking donations through her email at houseofcoolstuff@gmail.com. Belvoir's Fire Station 3 swore in 6 new part-time volunteer firefighters on Monday evening. 2 of them are women, Jennifer Allen and Jocelyn Brethor. Station Commander Ken Baumauer says that women are able to bring something to the station that men can't.
They have different knowledge than the male, the compassion, they bring all kinds of different things. We're all brothers and sisters, and everyone brings a different slice to the table type of thing.
Allen gave advice to other women who want to become firefighters.
Stand your ground. You are just as important as any other person on any department. You just need to have a good family dynamic that you need to stick within your halls, and hopefully they will get that.
There are now 3 female volunteer firefighters at the station and 1 at Station 4 on Harmony Road. You can now binge-watch all the Netflix you want without the internet. The streaming service announced yesterday its subscribers will now be able to download movies and shows from the streaming service to watch anytime. Loyalist student Troy Darcy says it sounds like a good idea to him.
It makes sense. They have so many series and they're so long, it's hard to be always online and watching.
Shows like Breaking Bad and Orange is the New Black can be downloaded right now, and Netflix will be making more content available for download in the future. After the violence at Ohio State University, Loyalist College students are urging people to take lockdowns more seriously. QNET News reporter Lindsay Heron has the story.
The suspect was an Ohio State University student
who drove a car straight at a group of pedestrians on campus. He got out with a knife and stabbed others. 11 people were hurt before he was shot dead. Loyalist College student Solomon Franco says that young students entering college don't understand the risks of laughing off lockdown drills.
The last lockdown was a complete disaster because everybody, excluding me and the teacher, were just sitting in the class without knowing what to do. Everybody just thought it's a time. They're just faking it. What if there was a real gunman entered in the building with assault weapon or anything that could really be a potential harm and danger?
Mark Kirkpatrick is the director of Facilities and Information Technology Services for the college and is in charge of the lockdowns. He has a different view.
Based on the feedback I got from this year's drill, the students took it very seriously. Normally, we after every drill, I send out a note to all staff and students to say, how did it go? Any feedback you'd like to give us? Very good response from the students this year. All seem to take it very seriously. But I think that's also part of the fact that all of you have grown up doing these drills.
Christo Antonopoulos, who has been in a real lockdown, says the classroom drill is not enough.
They take it like, oh, they know it's a drill. They don't think it's anything serious. But, you know, that one time out of a million times it is serious, then that's when it becomes dangerous.
Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist College has one lockdown drill which takes place during the fall semester. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Belleville. It's revitalized, decorated, and ready for Christmas. Come to your new downtown Belleville and enjoy free parking all holiday season long. Shop the many stores and boutiques where you're sure to find a unique gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Dine at some of the best restaurants in town. Be entertained at a variety of venues. Your downtown has it all. Come and experience your new downtown today. And from all the merchants of downtown Belleville, have a wonderful Christmas and happiest of New Year's.
QNET News Sports. The Winnipeg Jets will go for a third straight victory tonight. They're home to Edmonton in one of 12 NHL games in the evening. The Vancouver Canucks look to keep the momentum going as they host the Anaheim Ducks. The Canucks have won their last two and 6 of 10 despite missing some key players with injuries. The period of labor harmony in Major League Baseball will continue after players and owners reached a tentative agreement on a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement. Jim Mitello has more.
After days of near round-the-clock negotiations, the two sides reached an agreement Wednesday, just 3.5 hours before the old pact expired. The new deal means the labor peace in baseball will extend to 26 years since those tumultuous battles in the first two decades of free agency. Baseball had 8 work stoppages from 1972 to 95. The last one was a 7.5-month strike in 1994 and 95 that led to the first cancellation of the World Series in 90 years. I'm Jim Militello.
It has been a great first few months of the 2016-2017 season for one local minor hockey team. Brock Orman has more.
The minor midget AAA Quinte Red Devils have earned 17 wins, 4 losses, and 3 ties through their first 24 games this season. Red Devils head coach Steve Bancroft says he expected the team to be at the top of the standings going into the season.
We've been near the top for basically 5 years. We finish second every year, so our goal is to finish first this year.
The Red Devils have the highest powered offense in the Eastern AAA Hockey League, having scored 123 goals. Bancroft says that's a product of their system.
And our goals come from the way we play. We expect quick puck movement, and we're very tenacious on the forecheck, which helps. We've still let in like around 2 goals a game, which is pretty good.
One of those important offensive catalysts is forward Emmett Pierce. The Napanee native is third in league scoring with 40 points. He says he has learned a lot playing under a coach like Bancroft.
We just learned that you can't take a day off, and he pushes us really hard. And I guess that's just what you got to have if you want to get anywhere with hockey. So I guess he just teaches that you got to work hard, and he also is a pretty smart guy, and he teaches us a lot of certain things that will help our game and help our teammates.
The next time the Red Devils hit the ice will be in Aurora for the Eastern AAA Midget Hockey Showcase this weekend. Brock Herman, QNET News, Belleville.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight it will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of +4. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 6. At 4:10, it's 6 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Dorn, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.